This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And these are the Great Race of Yith.
There's a monster in my podcast.
We're here, baby.
Yeah, we've arrived. I fucking love the Yith.
Everybody loves the Yith.
Yeah, they're great. Fantastic story, Shadow Out of Time. Surprisingly adapted in to a certain extent in Dark Corners of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like genuine, like I love a non-malevolent mythos entity.
Yes.
Like, you know,
non-malevolent, but still inspires a great deal of paranoia.
Yeah. Like paranoia, terror, like really bad, but they don't mean anything. Like this is a great, I think that when something just like it hungers for human flesh, mm-hmm. you lose a little bit of that. Its motivations are alien and we can't understand them.
Yeah. We all hunger for human flesh.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like. Shower flesh. These things they do harm on accident.
Yeah,
which I just love, like, because we are literally beneath them. Like, why wouldn't they?
Yeah, no, we like we are just vessels for them to ride.
Yeah,
yeah,
yep.
So
they're a pony.
Yithuan. So for people who don't know, the Yith originally are these kind of is it even originally?
No, like, this is when we first learn about them.
When we first learn about them, they are these big fleshy conical creatures with members that stick out from the top of them that could be very small to 10 feet in length. And what they do is they have a consciousness. They are voracious consumers of history and knowledge. They have mastered time and they send their mind into the body of somebody who exists in different times and places, hijacks the body, switches places with them, switches minds. They learn as much as they can about the world and history of where they're at, while you, potentially the human inside the mind of this cone thing.
Yeah. Inside the body of this
cone inside thing. Inside the body of this cone thing are just kind of left to like wander around in this alien body on this alien planet, mostly associating with other people who are in alien bodies on alien planets.
Well, and with the Yith, yes. Like they're very kind to you. Like they're like, let you check it out.
Yeah.
And it can be for up to 5 years. So like you get to spend this like crazy 5-year alien vacation, like meeting, because they do this through time too. We didn't really mention this, but like that's why they're the Great Race, is because they've mastered time travel, send their consciousness through time. So you can just hang out with other people from different times. So like, here's Albert Einstein, here's Genghis Khan, and here's a future scientist. Like it's pretty much Bill and Ted too.
Yeah.
In heaven, and then you walk around, you see these sights, you have 5 years of that, which sounds to me awesome. Like I legitimately am like way into that. The bad thing is all your friends and family and stuff back where you're from get to deal with new Gary, whose immediate thing is to sit down and write down everything they know. Like, first of all, why? Because that's not getting sent back into the future.
Nope.
But second of all, can you imagine like someone putting a gun to your head and saying, write down everything you know?
Well, so
where do you start? Like,
well, so my understanding is, so it is not the it is not the invader who writes down everything they know. It is you. Oh, wait, no, it's the other way around. Sorry, fuck. The perspectives on this are messing up with me. So the Yith get to go on the great time vacation. You, as the human sent to the alien world, you are forced to, like, just basically give them a deposition.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you also get to explore.
Yes.
So, yeah, you're right. Like, it's not like the Yith that takes over my mind doesn't write things down.
Right, right.
He goes around...
He goes around alienating kind of literally everybody that you know.
Yeah, he performs a lot of like sloppy amateuristic sex.
Yeah, yeah, he immediately, like, it just the first giveaway is that he's suddenly attracted to conical women.
Yeah, he's like zip zop, where is clit, you know, and just kinda like walks around like that. And then I have to, as the Yith, I get to use flowery stalks to try to write down everything I know, which is a nightmare.
Yeah.
And then, so I guess maybe it's not quite, I mean, it's nice that they let you explore, and it's nice that you're writing next, like you can copy from fucking Einstein's homework.
Right, right.
Or whatever in the future, but it does, that would be a pain. Yeah, I got the perspectives mixed up myself.
Right.
The thing that makes me doesn't, and they're explicitly socialist.
Yeah.
Like I'm like way into this race, except they're slavers.
See, so that's it's the like, thing.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
Come on. Quite, you gotta throw, you hate to do it to them. You know, you just gotta throw the, yeah, just it's the okay, they're slavers, fuck, so
damn,
they're slavers,
damn it. Yeah, yeah. And also just prizing logic above all.
Yeah Well, the logic thing is bad, but also the slavery,
oh yeah, also owning humans.
Well, the prizing logic above all thing makes it feel like this is like the Ben Shapiro mythos creature who's talking about how there's one race that's the good one. Like the acts of Western civilization could basically be this, you know, just like, yeah, so you know, we come to learn for logic, and also we are the greatest civilization and made the most contributions to culture, or we have slaves.
Yeah.
So other than the socialism, it's actually pretty,
yeah,
you know. No, pretty bad.
Yeah, it's just socialism for the people that you like. That's the thing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That's
and also they're gun nuts to keep away the flying polyps. They've got the yip cannons.
Truly, they are America.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.